weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed that the Muscogee Creek Nation's reservation was never disestablished, the Environmental Protection Agency has granted Oklahoma's governor the authority to oversee environmental programs on tribal lands. KOSU's Allison Herrera has more.
Normally, a state has no jurisdiction on Indian lands. That's something left between the tribes and the federal government. But Friday, the EPA granted Governor Kevin Stitt environmental oversight, something he asked the EPA for just 3 weeks after the McGirt versus Oklahoma decision. Stitt was pressed on his request at a Monday afternoon press conference.
I believe we have to have one set of rules to be a healthy state with one set of regulations. And so this letter and then Andrew Wheeler, who kind of responded back to me, just kind of clarified we're going to have one set of rules in Oklahoma, whether it's the state or it's the EPA administering those regulations.
Wheeler is the administrator at the EPA, but he used to work for Senator Jim Inhofe, who authored an obscure amendment to a 2005 federal transportation bill that allows the state of Oklahoma the right to request oversight of environmental programs. It's called SAFETY, or Safe, Accountable, Flexible, Efficient Transportation Equity Act. Dylan Haddon Nicely is the director of the Native American Law Program at the University of Idaho and a Cherokee Nation citizen. He says the state of Oklahoma is maintaining the status quo. It's neither expanding or contracting its authority over environmental statutes. Also, the act excludes tribal trust lands or lands held in restricted fee. However, he questions whether the status quo is a good thing.
This rider is unique to Oklahoma. Tribes throughout the United States have treatment in the same manner as a state, and as a result of that are able to promulgate their own air, water, and other environmental quality standards, and conversely be free from state regulation within the boundaries of their reservations. And it works pretty well.
Some tribes, including the Muscogee Creek Nation, were consulted before the EPA ruled, but they sharply criticized the process, saying it was too short and it should have been opened up to tribes beyond Oklahoma. Casey Camp Horanek is the environmental ambassador for the Ponca Nation and the drumkeeper for the Women's Society. She agrees. She says no government-to-government consultation happened.
They failed in every single area. And then when we said no, they used that no as saying consultation happened with the Poncas. Consultation did not happen. It's all lies. It's 100% attack on sovereignty.
Horanek says they're considering their options to fight this rule, ongoing protests or a legal battle. Muscogee Creek Nation, for their part, released a statement on Monday saying that they will continue to, quote, seek remedies to this situation. I'm Allison Herrera.